In terms of this, I would say family. No matter what you do, where you go, they'll always be there. They'll always be there to answer your calls, you know? You always have that constant connection.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show, DT Talks. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 4.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. How are you guys doing? Our live studio audience right now.
I know, right?
Clapping where for us.
Answering our question for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a
can you believe
crowd.
It?
What, mm-hmm. Believe what?
Well, we are already like more than halfway in for this season with our episodes.
I know. It's been really fun so far. A lot of deeper topics.
Yes.
A lot of good feedback
definitely.
Off of it.
Exactly. That's what we really enjoy reading, just listening to people's feedbacks about it.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So if you guys have any recommendations on what you want us to talk about in our future episodes, please definitely let us know, especially through our social media platforms.
For sure, for sure. Especially on Instagram or Facebook, you know, that's a great way for you to contact with us, interact with us, and then we'll be able to showcase all the topics that you want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Since we are going to start off with an interesting topic, but first, we need our good news.
All right, here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Yay! What is the good news today?
Today news, very happy and very sad at the same time.
Why?
Because news here say from Good News Network, animator makes adorable shot of dog and cat who are better together than sad alone. And then parentheses must see.
Okay.
Uncle Taro, watch this video. Makes Uncle Taro very happy and very sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says here, a Portland man's adorable animated short about friendship, love, and getting through tough times is generating thousands of smiles. Born of grief when his nephew died unexpectedly, Steve Cowden spent most of 2020 working on the video during lockdown and now hopes to pitch it as a heartwarming series.
Oh, okay.
After a family gathering to honor the nephew, Cowden's 22-year-old son, Trent, began spontaneously playing chords on the old piano. My twin brother, Scott, joined in with singing the words chocolate cake and ice cream. We had just eaten dessert and he sang the silly words, I think, to lighten our hearts, Cowden told GNN.
That's a good combination.
I was upstairs with my mom and the tune was so sweet that I ran downstairs to be part of the moment. We all sang in harmony together. It kind of felt magical and seemed to help us. It was just a jingle at the time, but it stuck with me. After returning to Oregon while commuting to work, he began singing it and adding more words. He pulled out his voice memo app and made some recordings. By the time he had arrived at work, about 40-minute drive, the song was complete. And he and Trent later recorded the final version using another old piano. The song was so catchy, I almost immediately had the idea of making it into an animated short about a dog and a cat. Cowden's cute animation includes a moment when the cat, in order to amuse the doggy in the window, dances the moonwalk across the fence top. The response has been really amazing. One woman told me she shared the video with her network of 400 families who have experienced the loss of a loved one. Uncle Taro, very recommend you watch this video in goodnewsnetwork.org or you can watch on YouTube.
Okay, alright.
The last few parts here says, I'll always treasure these times forever. And whenever I see your smile, some things are better when they're together. So let's never say goodbye. Chocolate cake and ice cream. I hope we never part.
Aww.
Cowden has been an illustrator for 30 years And in 2000, he did the art for a children's book entitled Cheese Louise. Since releasing the video, Steve has dreamed up additional characters and written more episodes that he hopes can make them into a series. Uncle Terror, after watching this video, make me feel very happy and very sad. I need to repeat 3 times because you all never listen to me. Makes me feel happy and sad because I see this cat and dog. Uncle Taro don't have cat and dog because Uncle Taro's grandmother don't like cat and dog at home.
Aww.
So Uncle Taro always very lonely, always taking care of grandma.
Aww. Okay.
But one thing for sure, I can eat chocolate cake and ice cream.
Yes, that sounds really good.
And then sprinkle some MSG.
What? Oh my gosh.
Salty tastes good with chocolate cake.
Okay, that's Uncle Terrell's preference.
Favorite recipe. The best. Highly recommended. But yes, go watch the video. It's very nice. Make you feel heartwarming. Make you feel sad and happy at the same time. Friendship cannot be broken, but can always be mended when you have chocolate cake and ice cream. Okay. This is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
All right. Okay. So I will definitely check out that video later because I am very curious about it. But yes, chocolate cake and ice cream is always a good combination. All right. So much mahalo again, Uncle Taro, for providing us with our good news. And now we are excited to hear from our guest.
Oh, yeah. One of our favorite friends on campus. Boy. She's awesome. She's very loud at times. I don't know why she's so quiet. You can even hear her giggle right now. She's very awesome. One of our great friends. And yeah, we'll have her introduce herself.
Hey guys, my name is Savaira Vekoso. You can call me Savi. My family calls me Vaira. I'm from Fiji. I'm Fijian Pa Tongan, and I work on campus as a student club manager for the clubs.
Nice. What are you studying in school?
I'm studying business management with an emphasis in HR and supply chain.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Hardworking.
Okay.
Hardly working.
Hardly working at all.
Yes.
Wow.
But how are you feeling?
Ditto.
I feel so special. Both of you asking me.
Of course. We want to know how you're doing.
I'm feeling awesome. Really excited to do this. It's my first time.
Yeah. You're feeling nice. Excited, happy.
Yes, and nervous. Let me tell you all.
It's okay.
Completely normal, yeah.
As like the episode goes on, I feel like you'll be less nervous for sure.
Hopefully.
It's all good. And so with that, as we usually do from our podcast episodes, we want to get to know our guests better. So we're going to now do this fun segment of Would You Rather. So are you ready?
Ready.
Yay. Here we go. Okay, first question of would you rather. Would you rather only be able to find jobs that start at 1 a.m. or jobs that starts at 5 a.m.?
Jobs that start at 1 a.m.
What the heck? Really?
Why? You like graveyard shifts more than...
Because I'm more awake at 12, 1, 2. I won't be able to wake up at 5.
Well, now you know how she studies.
Oh wow.
Debatable.
1 a.m. jobs.
What kind of job though, like, would be acceptable for you to work at 1 a.m.? You want to work in a fast food restaurant or
security
tourist industry at 1 a.m.?
I want to watch movies at 1 a.m. Maybe the movie theaters.
More movie theaters. Cool. Like if anyone watches movies at 1, yeah.
Good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay, so would you rather live with people who take everything too seriously or people who don't take anything seriously?
I would rather live with people who don't take anything too seriously.
Yeah. Why?
I can't be around uptight people. But at the same time, it's more difficult. I mean, they want things a certain way. They need to relax. I'm more like a... Yeah,
chill.
Yeah. But I would prefer a serious and not serious. Just a mixed.
Dang, you gotta pick one. You can't be... I've never met someone that's like both at the same time.
Really?
Like they're balanced.
Haven't you met me? I'm just kidding.
No, I'm saying like, you know, usually someone that's like, they're either too serious or either not too serious.
Oh.
Yeah, that's for me. No one's like always in like in the middle. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's either they're like, let's say like they're serious in studying, but then they're never serious in chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's true.
And then like, when people are serious in chilling, they're never serious in studying.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You get what I mean about that.
Oh my gosh.
That's my interpretation when it comes to serious and not serious people.
It's very interesting.
I'm a new breed, that's why.
Oh, you're like, you have everything that everyone wants.
No. Just there.
Sure. Okay, next question. Would you rather get rid of one bad habit or get one new good habit?
I would get one new good habit.
Okay.
Because they say the more good you incorporate to your life, the bad disappears.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's actually true.
Well, I don't know. But if there's one good habit that you want to inherit, what kind of good habit do you want right now?
Consistency.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dating or...
Let's not go there.
He's always bringing dating here, you know.
I know. This fella's like the top good-looking ones here.
Oof.
Oh, man.
Consistency at work or at school or what? Career?
Yeah, school. Because I can like power the first few and then I'll slack down and then two at the end I'll run again. I wish I was like steady the whole time.
Oh, okay. That's really hard, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like work can do that, but then at school it's really hard.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every assignment will get you to have a mental breakdown.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's true, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Especially yesterday. When you have different subjects, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, I always feel like at school, professors or teachers always think like, oh, you only need to do my assignment. I'm like, no.
Nope.
We have all these classes that we're taking and there's no way we can just like plow through one assignment, right?
Yeah, I remember that, yep. They always think that their class is the more important one that you should have more focus on, but then so many.
I know, right?
Like, weren't you a college student once?
Yeah, you know what it feels like. So you shouldn't put us this much pain as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you rather lose all the memories from your childhood or lose all of your memories from the last few years?
This one, I say I would rather lose all the bad memories from my childhood.
I didn't say bad. It says all memories.
I'm reading between the lines. Yes.
Does that mean you did a lot of bad things when you were younger?
Probably. What the heck?
I mean, she's the one who mentioned it. I'm just following up. Fair enough.
Sometimes whatever bad happens is not because of you.
Yes, thank you.
In the past. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, I got you, girl.
Thank you.
There we go. Okay, last question. Would you rather have your heart broken or be the heartbreaker?
Ooh. I would rather be the heartbreaker.
You would rather be the one at fault than feeling the pain?
Yes, I don't like pain.
You don't like feeling that pain. You like causing others pain.
Hard. I can't stand pain.
Okay, yeah, I know how that feels too. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you've broken someone's heart before? If that's the case.
What the heck?
I think so.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Because I know what it feels like to break someone's heart. So like, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
Yes. I would say yes. I don't want to say no, but then people's like, you broke mine. Oh, yeah. So yes.
Yes. Yeah, we actually had an episode early in season one about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Long
Have
time
you ever
ago.
Had your heart broken? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All the time.
Man, what dramas are you going through right now?
Yeah, you know, just like my hot Korean actor. Do you not know the pain?
Sure, yeah.
Being in BYUH.
And K-dramas.
Oh, yes, all that pain.
Yeah. Well, folks, now you've got to know Asavi a little bit more in this episode. So we've covered that and we'll get right to our topic for today.
Yes. Okay. So today's topic, it is called, would you choose family over friendship?
Ooh, dun dun dun. So while we tend to value our friendship a little bit more, we also wonder if we sometimes value those friendships more than our own relationships with our own family, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might hear that friends are also considered your family. And sometimes in life, we come across people who we feel connected with and they provide us with that sense of security. So it's not necessary that you have a blood relation to that person who makes you feel that way. Okay, so for you, Savi, do you feel closer or more connected to your friends or to your family?
At this point in my life, it would be my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm far from my family.
Okay. What would you consider like close though to your friend? Like, do you tell a lot of things, secrets or whatever to your friends more than your family?
Yes.
Is that what you consider that a better relationship?
Yeah, because in my mind, I wouldn't want to burden my mom or dad with the struggles that I'm facing in school. So I would rather talk to my friends about it.
Mm.
But then if friends don't listen, I feel like parents are the only one that like say the right things.
Okay. So you're saying like every friend that you have, like they just say trashy things and just like...
No! Friends, if you're listening, it's not true.
You're being sabotaging me. You're being savage today. Mm-hmm. Extra salty, probably from the MSG.
Sure, sure.
Who broke your heart?
Every girl I've dated.
Oh,
what?
Anyways, continue. Let's continue with the topic today.
Well, the same question to you, Terrell. Are you more connected to your friends or family?
I feel like my whole life, I'm more connected with my friends more than my family because I have a broken family, so I can't do anything about it, right? That's the first case I have to go through. With friends, even though they come and go, even though you have to tell them all your life stories again all over and over and over when you're meeting new people, but you know, as you get older, you get a sense of connection with these people and somehow they can understand you. And I definitely not recommend you guys to talk to freshmen because they never listen to you. And they never actually take the time to, what do you call this? Not discern. Another word for relate. Anyways, relate to you more easily.
Mm.
So never talk to those freshmen unless they're very mature, like around your age. Then yes, I'd say so. Actually, it also depends. I'd say friends are more important for me than family.
Okay. Well, for me, I feel at different stages in my life, it shifts. Sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's family. So at the moment, it's like 50-50.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Mm. I mean, you have a fair share and you're sharing whatever with your family and your friends also.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's distant in information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, relationships, they're all different. And of course, they will certainly vary based on unique circumstances. So I think the fair question we should also ask ourselves is which relationship is healthier? Is it the one with your friends or your family?
I'd say my friends more than my family.
Yeah, since you mentioned about like coming from a broken family. Yeah,
yeah, very, very broken. What about you, Savi?
Right now, it would be my friends because they teach me a lot about how to be a good friend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's so many things they've taught me to do that I never would have done had I not been here.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. What about you, Deidre?
Well, if we were talking about healthier, like looking at it, even though I feel close to my family or connected, if I had to choose during this time now to choose the one that's healthier, it will be the one with friends.
Mm, okay. See, all three of us have something in common. We are mentally broken.
Jeez, this boy today during this episode. My gosh, thank goodness we have Savi here.
Keep things under control, right?
He's on his own.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. One big difference between family and friends is that your relational label, obviously, with family will not change. Even if that includes one being disconnected or estranged from their own family as well. How would you compare family versus friends in terms of that?
In terms of this, I would say family, no matter what you do, where you go, they'll always be there. They'll always be there to answer your calls, you know? You always have that constant connection. Whereas with friends, the moment you move places, you never know if you're going to talk to that friend again.
Yes, exactly.
True. You could be close now, but then when they leave, in a while.
Yeah, exactly. When would you see them again or talk to them again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same with me after my secondary school. You know, I thought these friendships, all of these friends that I made all throughout secondary school, I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to be friends forever, right? Not forever, but for a long time, right? But when I went to Australia for 2 years, and when I came back, and I thought like everything would still be the same, because like whatever you did when you're a teenager or when you're 18 years old, and when you leave that spot, your memory basically stops there.
Yeah.
And you think like when you go back, you're going to have the same memory again, same experience with your friends again, right? But no. As time went on, everybody moves on. Everybody's in college and everybody's at work or getting on with whatever they're happening to their life as well. So yeah, it's sad, but yeah.
Sad truth.
But in terms of labels, I feel like it really depends on who you're with, because, you know, family will always be family, and you can always turn to them if you are, you know, close to them, if you do not have any problems with them. Of course, yeah, you are connected with them, and most likely that you're not going to be disconnected with them, but you'll be more connected when you are, you know each other more. But if with friends, of course, you'll also be more connected, but obviously you won't feel the same way as how you feel as an actual family.
Yeah.
For me as well, I think when it comes to when you're comparing both family versus friendship, I think with family, you really have no choice with them. Like, you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
And you pretty much grew up and became who you are because of your family. And with friends, you have that control over who you choose to surround yourself with, because in family, you can't.
Like, yeah, that's right.
So that's something I feel that is a big difference between them as well.
But what would you say, like, if there's someone where you feel so close, and then you feel so close to this friend, you always meet their family and you're always at their house all the time. How would you consider that, though? Would you count them as your family more than your own family, because you have a better connection with that family, with your friend at the same time?
I think it depends on the person, I mean, and their circumstances. If they came from, like, a background where it's not as family-oriented or homey as that person's, then of course they would value that family more.
Yeah,
I've seen friends who've done that. And then I've seen those who, they hang out, but they still love their family more. So of course, it depends on the person.
True. I agree with that.
Definitely.
One experience that my mom had is that there's a reason why I have three branch families instead of my mom and my dad. My mom's like half adopted. Because she went to further her education in the main city in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur. She had a really good friend that she met. And then my mom always hang out with this friend at this home. And because they love each other so much, and the family loves my mom so much, they technically adopt her. But it's not legally, but they will consider my mom as a family. And then when I was born, I was their first grandson. So they were actually like super happy. And then they're like, it's the most sweetest, cutest thing ever, but so pampered, so spoiled.
I agree. I'm just kidding.
Okay. In some cases, if we were to put that scenario and my mom's experience in that, you can get that connection with your friends to feel more connected to a family.
Yeah, because you know, like, there's that saying, right? Like, friends can be the family that you choose.
I agree with that. But obviously not everyone's gonna have the same experience, right? Some will be,
of course,
better, or some will be worse, and we'll never know what they're going through in life.
So it's always good to include anyone in your family. If you don't have a good family, make sure you make a good family.
Or in this case, make a good friend, right?
Well, we will soon discuss more on this topic of friendships over family, but first, let's hear what our friends have to say about this topic.
All right, here we go.
Which relationship is more important to me? I would say the family, because it's like for the most people forever. Doesn't mean that the friendship relationship is also not important. I think there are also people, especially teenagers, that prefer like friends relationships rather than from the family ones. There have been even times when I did it, like I was a teenager and I preferred more being around with friends and rather than with the family.
For me personally, I prefer to have good family relationship. I think like the family relationship is more important because they've been like a reliable support system for me. I don't think I can stand where I am right now without my family. I prefer the family relationship because like most of them, like they know us like from very young, and then they've been like living with us, and then they know like the good and the bad about us, and no matter who we are, like I think like they are acceptable to us, like they accept us like just the way I am. Even though there are like some good families relationships, and there are also like families who are not having a good relationship, especially to each other. It's a human's nature that they need like a place like to feel like they belong to, and then they can be accepted like no matter who they are. Especially for me, I've been like living like so far, like thousands of miles away from my family for almost like 4 years. I haven't seen them like physically, but I'm grateful like there are, I'm still like having like some friends who are reliable enough to be my support system here. Sometimes like there are like things that I could not really tell my family because of cultural difference, or they do not understand the situation well. There are like times I'm more closer to my friends than my family.
Well, I think that family and friendship are not mutually exclusive terms. I think that you can have people in your family that are your friends and people in your family that are not. Also, there will be friends that you can consider family because you have a very deep connection with them. I also think that there are some people that feel more comfortable with friends than with family. We also need to consider that all families are different, and that a blood connection or a blood bond doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a good relationship with those people. So yes, there will be people that will find more peace and will find more deeper connections with friends than with family. Sometimes we can find love and understanding in people that are not part of our family, and that's totally normal. I have felt closer to some friends than to some members of my own family, and I think that's something normal. As I said before, family and friendship are two terms that actually connect with each other and interact with each other very often. However, in my personal opinion, I only need to add that family always comes first, because I share with my family both blood bonds and emotional bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your thoughts after listening to all these recordings?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, you're our guest.
Yes.
I really liked how they said family relations should be first. Especially when you're a teenager, you think your friends are everything until they leave.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you realize that your family has always been there. You know, it's the only thing that's constant. I mean, for most people. I know for some, it isn't the same. But I really like how Lehonti, I think that was his.
Yeah,
I could recognize
Shout out to
He said that friends and family are terms that are interrelated. You can have family that are friends, and some of your family that are enemies more than friends. And I like that because it just reminds me like what leaders in the church teach us. Like even if you, before starting your family or marrying someone, you want to be good friends with them first before you get into. And then just marriage is just a continuation of that friendship. And so I really love how he said family and friends should be used together. And I like that about my family, is that my sister is my best friend. She's everything to me, and so is my mom and dad. We might be broken, but we're friends. Like, we're really best friends.
That's cute, yeah.
Yeah.
What about
completely
you, Deidre?
Completely agree. Yep, completely agree with what Savi said. Like, yeah, Lehonti's comments about it really stood out a lot. Like, we can always have those friends who are there for us, but in the end, like, for most people, no matter what, like, your family will always be there. And yeah, sometimes you go through those rough patches, but at the end of the day, yes, family will be there.
Oh yeah, 100%. I totally agree. But here's the problem, though, I feel like, if you think about it, you know, if family comes first, you know, why sometimes when you need help, families are not there, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's me, my own experience. That's why I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
there'll be those toxic people in families as well. That,
well, I wouldn't say toxic, but you know, like when you needed them and they're not there for it, when emotionally or mentally,
or even supportive. Those family members who always just want money from you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man, I haven't talked about my other grandma from my dad's side. I'm like, well, what? It's not my biological father's side, but it's my,
yeah.
I don't even know what you call this. They're not even, my mom and dad were not even married. I don't even know why. I don't know why I even call him my dad, because it's not my, they're not married. So yeah, anyways, yeah, you guys can let me know what term can I use for my other dad. But yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, I had a grandma that's like, she really doesn't care anything about me. And she would only say that, hey, once you get education, once you come back from Australia, always support your dad, okay? I was like, don't tell me what to do, lady.
I'm dead.
I'm like, is that the only thing you think about? You never even thought about me. But if it's my brother, my brother is biological's dad. I don't even know what the term is.
Biological son?
Yeah, biological son. Yes, that's right. And then my brother receives more praise. She care about him more than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's the same.
So sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's only that one grandma. The other grandma's fine.
Okay, good.
Two other grandmas that I appreciate more and I love them more.
Nice.
But when I say, like, when family, you know, are never there for you, I meant, like, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, that's when my mom and dad fought.
Mm.
And like when I say fought, like it's both physically and verbally, and it's kind of scarring if you think about it for mm-hmm. a teenager. And then mm-hmm. when they're broken apart, you know, they basically left me in the limbo. Like I'm in the middle. I'm the one who's still growing up, who still needs to know what's going on. And then at school, when I have achievements, they never really praise me. Mm-hmm. Or whenever I'm like going to competitions or going through a hard time, they were never really there for me. So that's why I feel like it's very hard to consider a family. When they're not there for you. Whereas my friends were always there for me when I needed them. But again, mm-hmm. it will always go back to the fact that they were never ever going to be there with you forever, right?
That's true.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it also has to deal with that everyone has different definitions of what a family should
exactly.
be.
Yes, and very true, yes. That's why relying on a family member or friend, it completely depends on your unique situation. See, like with Terrell's one, it's probably an unhealthy family situation. So that's why he would prefer to rely on friends. But then also sometimes it's difficult making and maintaining friendships. Mm. So then you'll rely more on family. So it all really depends.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the saying family is everywhere is best suited, so that if you don't have family where you're supposed to have family, mm-hmm. there's always family somewhere else.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you will always make connections. And when you make that connection, it's for sure that it's going to be a solid family that you're gonna have or you never experienced throughout your life. And that's why I feel so emotional like talking about friends sometimes, because you know they're the ones who's been there for me more than true. Anyone else in my family household.
Yep, that's true. Yeah,
yeah, can I can definitely testify. Agree.
Yeah.
My friends are at BYU.
All
shout out
family.
To them who wherever you all are, I love you all.
Oh, nice, so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys kind of answered my question, though.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask, like, why do we sometimes like our friends more than our own family?
Well, we can answer more if we have any. Do you have any other comments?
Yeah, I think it would just be like they understand you more.
Yeah,
you know,
I
they're
agree.
The same age.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
true,
they
true,
don't
true.
Have answers for you because they're just listening, you know?
That's true, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like.
It's very true.
Even though most family members would experience the same way that you did in terms of being emotional and mentally. Not all of them, but some of them. Because, you know, some family members go through world war or they go through a global pandemic before this COVID-19 pandemic. You know, they had a harder time. So, of course, they're going to have more traumatic experiences. They want you to be safe, but it's hard to relate with the family sometimes. Whereas with friends, I feel like whatever you talk with them, they'll be like, I feel the same way. I'm like, what? Really? And it's like, at times you feel that only friends can relate to you more. And that's why you will feel that having friends will be more important.
Yeah.
In that sense, as for family, you know, they know how to comfort you slightly more. And maybe because like when you're born, you already have that connection. Like my therapy told me, like when you're born 1 to 2 years old, you have mutual, mentally, emotionally connected to your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. as you grow older and when you experience like that parenthood with your kid, then you have a better connection. I think it's because when I was really, really, really young, 1 to 2 years old, I didn't have the best connection with my mom and dad. And I didn't have a father figure when I was growing up until my mom met
the other dad.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's my life. That's why I'm doing this podcast, to tell you this story, guys. Yeah, I didn't have that connection. And that's why I always feel that something's missing in my life. And it's very difficult. And I always find that little missing pieces through friends.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes, and sometimes you feel more love in friends than family more. Sometimes, not everyone, but in my case, yeah.
That's why we, like, again, like, we gravitate to people for those friendships, those who are like-minded with us, what we have in common. And of course, those relationships will be much easier than they are with your own family, you know, because you get to choose it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, my next question is, would you say that it's more important to have a good family than friends?
I would say it'd be more important, if possible, to have a good family. Because then you learn all the basic things that you need to have good friends, you know?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
All of it starts in a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, amen.
But then oftentimes that's not the reality, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of the time, of like for me, I learned a lot of the things I should have learned in a family from my friends.
Yes, that's me too. Mm-hmm. Ditto. Yes, amen.
But then I believe like those experiences are given to us to learn from and be better, you know?
Yes, that's
if we didn't have a family that didn't do that, then in your family, provide those experiences. Yes,
that's, exactly, yeah.
I'm going to live that principle too, because I feel like I didn't have the most fairest teenage or youngster life. I feel like I want to provide that to my future family too.
Yes.
Or my future kids at least, yeah.
So that's why I think it is important to have a good family instead. So if you didn't get that in the past, then you create one, as Salvi said.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, what would you say, Deidre, in terms of that?
Well, like what I just said.
You can't elaborate a little bit more what you mean on that.
Well, since, like, for example, like for me, I still would say that I have a good connection with my family, that I value my relationship with them, because despite all the difficulties that I've also experienced in my life, I learn from it. And I already know what I would want for my own future family as well.
Yeah.
And of course, friends are there. Friends are good. But as I look back, that despite how good my friends were, they were there to fill in those little voids in my life during certain stages.
Yes.
And till now, they are friends, but we don't communicate as much. We're not always there for each other, you know. And that's why I feel like it is more important to have a good family, because in the end, you don't want to be alone. You want someone who's always there with you. And friends will probably also have their own families and lives as well. So I think it's more important to have a good family and a good relationship with them.
Yeah, when possible, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, you make it possible.
Yeah. And given that your scenario specifically, like, oh, not your, Deidre, my scenario, or people who don't have the best family figures ever, obviously, you're not going to be able to do it. But if you're able to do it, kudos to you, because that takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of effort, aka me. I'm still doing it, but
you got this. Hard.
But and it's okay. Yes. But if you can't do it with your current family now, you can do it with your future children, with your partner and all that. It's possible. Your past will not dictate your future.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
I would say practice with your friends first.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, not making.
And then suddenly, one of your friends will be your family.
Oh no!
Oh, what secret is this, Savi?
Wow!
Why did you say no?
I don't know. I was like, wait, I just contradicted myself. Well,
I just want to ask one more question for you guys. At this stage in your life, you probably answered this, but who do you rely on the most, and why?
Savi.
For me, I rely on my family the most because they're kind of like my emotional anchor. And I've gone through thick and thin with them. If anything happens to them, like, I'll die.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I rely on my family the most. Like, my friends will disappear, but
yeah,
to have my family disappear is something that will shake me really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
For me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you, Terrell?
Well, if it's my mother specifically, my mom, I would say the same thing as Salvi. Like, if anything happened to my mom, like, she's the one that really loves me, really took care of me, even though she knows that my life is like all over the place. And she, I feel like she knows that I shouldn't deserve like this kind of life at all. Because to be fair, like, you know, I would have been a very normal kid if all of these experiences never happened. But if anything happened to my mom, like, I know most of your friends and family already know that my mom had cancer before in her kidney. She had a surgery right before I came here. It's okay. You know, if one day that she's no longer able to survive from this and she has to go, I'll be so sad. Because I know I'm an emotional person because I never had a good family experience, right? And I feel like I'll be so sad, so emotionally broken at that point that I'll cry so much, like my mom.
Yeah,
but
she must be a very good woman.
Yeah, she was very strong. She did everything she can just for me, though. Yeah, so everything, and when I mean everything, it's like literally education, career, and yeah,
she deserves
every praise she gets. Like, I feel like no one like knows how much she does for me. If it's only that, relying on my mom, then yeah, my mom is like always. But in terms of family, like other family members, everyone else, maybe sometimes, not all the time. Honestly, I rely on my friends more. But again, like, you always go back to the fact that your friends were never gonna be there always for you. Hey. It's weird English sentence right there, but
Uncle Terrell's coming out.
Terrell's coming.
Yeah, friends will be there for you anytime when you text them, but they'll have to move on with their lives too. They have their own lives to take care of, and they have their own careers, education. At the end of the day, you know, they're only going to be there for you so much. So family will probably be more reliable in that sense. But, you know, it really depends. Of course. What sayest thou, Deidre?
Well, yeah, for me, if I'm relying on someone, I would definitely say it's my family. Like, even for me, during my last year in school, last year, during the pandemic when it all started, I remember I was having so many bad panic attacks, anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
And sometimes those will mimic like a heart attack. You know, like, you cannot breathe, you feel that tight chest pain. So it was so bad one night, I remember, that I really had no idea who to call, what to do, because usually you'll call friends, but not all of them can always be there to help you. Not everyone has like a car who will just take you in the middle of the night. They have work and they have class, you know. In the end, like, I realized at that moment, no matter what, like, the people that I always feel I can depend on the most are my family. And I remember as I was waiting in the ER, like, I just texted my family, like, I'm just letting you know. And it's 3 a.m. for them. And I'm like, I'm just letting you know that I'm in the ER right now. And then, like, straight away, they're there replying me, checking on me if everything's okay, even though they're so far away, you know. So at that point, I realized, like, yeah, I feel the ones that I rely on the most were the ones who are with me in every different stages of my life, even though it wasn't always great, but they were still somehow always there.
That's awesome. So awesome, honestly. Yeah. Sometimes I wish I have that experience so that I can actually feel and know what it feels like to be in that.
I know, yeah. Wishful thinking.
Yeah. But it's okay, that time will come. I don't know when, but as far as I know, like, my friends have always been there and has always been texting me when I need them. Of course, given your scenario, like, your parents are, or family at least, are going to be very concerned on what's going on with your life, right?
Yeah.
So that's totally understandable. And it's good that they respond that way. Imagine, like, those families don't even respond at all.
With families, yes.
That's cruel, man.
It's super cruel.
Yeah, and definitely you won't even consider them as a family. I mean, I won't, at least, if that's the case.
That's why everyone has unique circumstances.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, I guess that's the episode. Very, very sentimental. Yeah, I mean, that's that's all the questions, to be honest. Unless you have
something
else.
Of course,
to add.
If you want to talk about more things, feel free to say what you want to say, Savi.
Oh, just thanks for letting me come on. Choose good friends, be a good family member, and you can always change the future.
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Agreed, yep.
Family always matters, but always know that wherever you go, there will always be a family that will be there for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Australia and Australia is my, I won't say a second home because I only made so much friends there. I met so many families. But I definitely feel like more love when, because, you know, that I met a lot of family members that will take me in to have lunch and dinner, and then they ask about my life. I'm like, sometimes I don't know how to answer those questions because I'm like, my family's so broken. And I'm like,
no,
I don't know what to say sometimes. But they really made me feel that love. And all of you guys, friends and family, should also feel that way. You should feel safe enough to tell these people about your life. Because there are some people who will be more willing to listen to your life and not only to relate, but to actually want to share that love with you if you've never experienced that before. So I'd say that when opportunities arise, don't be shy to share. Don't, you know, keep it to yourself always, because, you know, sharing is caring, always.
Yes. You shared something about your mission. For me, if I didn't serve a mission, I wouldn't know what it's like for a spouse to act towards each other.
Yes, yes, exactly.
The
yes.
Filipinos are amazing at that. I learned like, they're so like expressive with their love. Like coming from my family, we're like, one poker face, you know, unemotional, hide all your emotions kind. And then I go to the Philippines and they're like, ugh. I always say that they changed my heart. So if any time you want to learn about families and stuff, go to the Philippines.
Go to the Philippines, very special.
Well,
they're
very to my mom.
Family oriented. I love it.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, I guess like one way to learn to be a good family, not all the time, sometimes, just go to the Philippines and see a good example off of it.
I mean, yeah.
Again, like not all of them.
Yeah. I mean, like my mom's case, like hers was also a broken family, but yep. It is, of course, with families, of course, not everyone's perfect. You have so many different things going on, maybe competition in families as well, jealousy. But but if you do have a healthy family, do take care of that relationship and that closeness that you have, nurture it. And if you feel it with friends, then also maintain that relationship that you have. Just do whatever works best for you, who you feel more closer and connected with.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a great way to end the episode, if that's the case. Great advice right there, Adidra.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you once again, Savi, for being our guest
for
this wonderful episode.
Thank
you know,
you
we
so
picked
much.
The right we picked the right person for this episode.
Not
you know?
Really.
Of course.
Set the right things at the right time.
You're too nice.
No, I'm being real.
He was being savage at first, but then he toned down.
Yeah, have mercy on me, okay?
Well, again, thank you, Savi, for
being
our guest
thank
today.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, friends and families, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4. We hope you enjoyed this wonderful episode here. Got a little bit emotional here and a lot of bit saltiness off of it as well. But
yes, he's unloading himself.
Unload.
It was a great episode for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, DT Talks Podcast, Instagram, DT Talks _podcast. Also follow us on our podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So once again, thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Boom.
Done.
Bye. Thank you.